Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. I was on Sid this morning. I think Sid did, what, 18 hours? He's working a long shift this week. And that's not easy, by the way. I've done morning shifts, not a morning person. And, you know, to start your broadcast day at 6 in the morning, and I think he's going to 11, 5 hours. Well, anyway, tough. It's a, got a lot of energy. He can handle it. So we're on there. I'm on there this morning, and we're talking about how New York State is almost hopeless now in the way it is conducting the people's business, you, because it's dominated by progressive leftists, and it doesn't look to me that it's coming back. So California is the best example. It's gone. It's never coming back. There's no other party in California other than liberal Democrats. That's it. Some Republicans run around, but they have no power and they're never going to win again. It's gone. Like Mississippi. Mississippi is never not going to be conservative. Okay? So New York is almost at the point of California, even though the progressive leadership in Albany and in New York City is killing the folks with taxes, terrible crime legislation, traffic choking, fees, tolls, danger. I mean, it's horrible. So how did that happen? And why, this is the most important question, can't the good people of New York change things? And here is the answer. There are three types of voters. The aware voter who knows what's happening. But those people are in the minority. The majority are apathetic voters. There, many of them are not even registered to vote. Apathetic citizens. They don't care. They're prisoners of their cell phone. They create their own delusional world. They are not interested in public policy or voting or what's happening. They would never read a newspaper. They don't look for information. They don't know anything. They just go blithely along. These are the substance abusers, okay? These are the people who you could not possibly have a conversation unless it was something on the internet or a game or a sport or something like this. You know them. You know them. They are apathetic about their country and their state. And then there are the dependent voters, which if you combine with the apathetic voters, then you have a majority. The dependent voters are the poor people. Now, I, on Sunday, had to detour through the Bronx to get out to MetLife Stadium to watch the Islanders and Rangers. And I hadn't been in the South Bronx in a while. So I took my time. And I was, you know, looking at all the humongous housing projects and the density and people who were out in the street and what they were doing. And all of them were either working class or poor. and they needed help to survive. And New York has a huge entitlement system. I mean, the public housing in the city dwarfs anything else in the country. And you have food stamps, and you have childcare, and you on and on and on and on. I'm not opposed if there's discipline brought to those programs. Some people need a hand up. The Democratic Party is aligned with the entitlement culture. So the poor people essentially vote their wallets. They know the Republican Party is more self-reliance, less spending, so they go for the entitlement party of the Democrats. You combine that with the apathetic voters who don't care and don't know, and you can't, not in this state, overcome that. And the disaster that is unfolding before our eyes proves that progressive philosophy harms people, even though it doles out free stuff. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.